You are about to receive a word in season from Bishop Samuel Beidou. Bishop Samuel is the resident pastor of the Word of Life Cathedral, Takrady. Get ready for an impartation as the Word of God comes. Now, today's message.
This is our church. Can we not clap? Come on, give the Lord a shout. Father, we thank you. Thank you for the privilege. We thank you for the opportunity. We thank you for your presence. And we thank you that you are going to guide us. Bless our lives and help us in all that we do. In Jesus' name. Everybody said, amen. Clap your hands for Jesus one more time. You may please be seated. If you love the Lord, you clap your hands better for the Lord. Somebody may ask, is clapping, it's important. How you clap and how you don't clap also speaks volume. It speaks a lot, tells us a lot. Hallelujah. So watch out the next time you are clapping. Watch out for the person standing by you. All right. Tell somebody, if you love the Lord. Last week I told you that it's the greatest commandment, remember? Loving the Lord is a proper response to God's love. Response. You must learn to respond to God's love if you love Him. That's if. You know, the book says, if you love the Lord. If. So if, then you do something. So, loving the Lord is a proper response to His love. We love Him because He first loved us. So, you love Him because you want to respond to His love. You must retaliate. Alright? What did God do when He loved us? What did He do? He sat in heaven and said, I love you. He sent us postcards and said, I love you. Postcards. I love you. I love you, folks on earth. Folks on earth. Always remember that there's a God who loves you up here. Is that what He did? No. You shouldn't say this slow. It should be a big no. Ask your neighbor, why are you not saying no? Why? Why are you like that? We don't know what you are. Are they? No. These days we have to look out for such people. Are they? You see that's what I'm saying. Appropriate response. There is supposed to be an appropriate response when something is done for you. Yes. That's why some responses, it's like there are some things that are done, they are wrong. Like, I know that. Like, even in our culture, sometimes when certain things are done, go back, like even at an engagement these days, when the man comes to marry, brings all the portmanteau full of all the things. You know that the woman's family also say, they respond with, maybe have a hamper, something, want to say thank you. Yes, it's something nice and it's appropriate to say thank you. For coming, just oh, we benya kwasa obebaha. But if you come, come onto them, we benya. No, it's such an appropriate response. You get it? And you know, there are certain things when they are done for you, you must go back. Not you see, when you say thank you, so like I've given you something. So thank you. Oh wow, Bishop, thank you very much. No, that's the initial response to the main response. There are responses. Then you find a day. Not a time, because this one is convenient. Because the person is there, you can say thank you. No, now you must make time, inconvenience yourself, and find the person. You go back. Maybe you have to now take a car, take two cars, and go and say, I've come to say thank you for Enuadenawieno. The last time, what you say? Why have you come here? I came to say thank you. That is the proper thing to be done. All these values have been eroded. People think things ought to be done for them. So like, oh, after all, Jesus was supposed to die for us. That's what you are thinking. He's supposed to love us. After all, did he not create us? Why doesn't he love us if he has created us? That's how you are thinking. So that's how it is. A lot of children, that's how they think about it. After all, they've given birth to what they should take care of. Parents run away and leave their children. They run away. They leave the child and run away. So what I'm saying is that we love him because he first loved us. He first loved us. When he said he loved us, what did he do? He gave. He did something. He did not just stay in heaven to have parties, drink Coca-Cola, and send us well-wishing messages. Tweets. Every morning, I love you. I love you, number one. I love you with emojis, with hearts, pumping blood, all these beautiful. No, what did he do? For God so loved the world that he gave. He showed his love. Greater love hath no man than this, that a man should lay down his life for us. He gave by what? Coming. So that is real love. Hallelujah. How many of you are excited about that kind of love? Look out for people who do things and not just say things. I was saying in the first service that everybody is now a coach. Everybody is a coach. And what everybody will be saying sounds right. But a lot of solutions are not solutions. Yes! Many people are offering solutions. Many people have found solutions to their problems. All the people who are making the commentaries. Right? No, everybody can do that. But you have to tell yourself that you can't do it. That's why you are not there. And that's right. And then the second part is that no Ghanaian could even take us to the World Cup. And the Ghanaian who took us to the World Cup didn't grow up in Ghana, was not born in Ghana. Who has come, it's an international person who has come. He must know something more than you, the local FM station commentator. He must know, he must have an extra point in the IQ test than you in football. That makes him sit there. You must believe that he is not a fool to have even qualified for the World Cup. Yes, do you understand what I'm saying? So what I'm saying is that many people will say good things and say the nice thing. Everybody will present what, No. There is something wrong somewhere. It is more of the doing. Check it. I'm telling you how you should check out for things. Stop it. Every man will proclaim his own goodness. Everybody will say, I've done well. Everybody has. When you listen to people who are fighting, when you listen to this one, it sounds right. When you listen to this one, it sounds right. But somebody is wrong. I said, what? Somebody is wrong. Everybody will sound like, that's why, look, court cases go. They will listen. Because everybody's like, we say that the case is going this way, then the case is going that way. They will listen up, but then at the end of the day, we must come to a verdict where somebody is wrong. That's how it is. So I'm just saying that everybody has nice words. They mean well. But then in your trying to mean well or to do the right thing, there's a mistake. My point is that actions are more important. So let's look out for people who talk. They will talk well, say nice things. But let's look out for the action. Somebody says that he loves you. The proof of it is that come and marry me. That's a proof of the love. That's a proof. That's the only proof. Don't talk a lot. Don't play. Look. The person has come with perfume. With this 50 perfumes, bear 16 away spray. You cannot trace a particular perfume that is. I'm telling you, there are people who buy expensive perfumes. When they are moving, 6 different perfumes combined. Though you cannot trace the particular perfume that is on the person. Audrey Taco Turnage in a Herbert in a sense. Hey. It's not a simple thing, though. You can't marry a person because of his looks, because of his nice words.
I love you.
Do it. Show me that you love me. If you're going to do this, come and marry me. Come to church. There are some things that are wrong. It's a sign of bad things that will happen. Come to church. I don't want to sign. No, you are an evil person. You are an evil person. You have a bad mind. Why don't you want to sign? Why? What is wrong with signing? Ask your neighbor, what is wrong with signing? What will change the love you have for the person if you sign? You have a bad mind. Okay, give me money. Give me money. I'll give you. Oh, I'll pay you. Oh, come on, I'll pay. Do you think I'll run away with it? Oh, no, no problem. But sign. You don't trust me. No. It's not like I don't trust you. All I'm saying is that, just sign it. I mean, I know I trust. Because I even trust you, I want you to sign. And that's the problem with many people. You just believe and don't sign it. Why are you afraid of signing, by the way? Why are you afraid of putting down your signature? Why are you afraid of putting that? If you have nothing to hide, why are you also afraid of signing? Why is your signature so important for you that you don't want to put it down? That somebody should part away with this money? Oh, I'll pay. What's the next week? Is it kind of opposite here? Oh, boy. Action. I'm telling you. Watch out, though. You see, sometimes you sit in church. We speak to you. You don't listen. Huh? I was angry with somebody last week. And I had the right to be angry with her. Because some of these little things, don't listen. Because she came to church and left her bag at the back. You listen. And because she left her bag, somebody stole her money. Forget it. No, why are you saying, oh? But you see, you are saying, oh, because it's like, who stole it? We are the ones who are here. You are the ones who are here. You don't like the truth. But when I say the truth to you, you don't like it. We are the ones here. Don't be careless with your bag. As I'm preaching about this thing, that's the mistake they will make, and you will leave it, and then you will say, somebody has. And then you're even tarnishing the image of the church. But we were preaching to you. Hold your bag well. Hold your bag well. Take care of yourself. Don't allow a man to just come and then break your heart before you find out that he was an evil person. Don't allow yourself. Don't allow it. Because you are likely, any relationship you are going into, tell yourself that 100%, until proven otherwise, the man is guilty, he will break your heart. Yes. Until proven guilty. Until the person proves that. Even imagine that. That's how it will be. But prove it. Be understand it. It will help you to also do certain things. Action. You come. You do this. You come and do this. Come home. See my pastor. Go through counseling. Do this. All these things will remove all the nonsense. By the time he's marrying you, the probability has come down greatly. Greatly. All the viruses have been contained and controlled. Controlled. Because it is with everybody. Every man is unfaithful from the beginning until God comes in. Do you understand it? I'm preaching. Why am I using all these examples? What I'm saying is that God proved with actions. So if you love somebody, show. Stop sitting down and speaking love from your heart. Love, radiating love. Instead of radiating love from your heart, it's like you are there, oh, love, I love you. Let's love from the heart to heart. Is it not funny? It's even funny. From heart to heart. Debbie. Action. So don't be dormant. And don't be somebody who is just there. You must act. So love, thank God, is in response to him loving us. It's a proper response. People who don't come to church, you can't tell God you love God when you are staying in the house. Watch it, though. Watch it. All these little things we preach and we tell you, watch it. Because they are important. I'm speaking to you about a man is coming and you will not listen as though it's not part of the message. It is part of the message. Listen carefully. Listen. Otherwise, you will hurt yourself. Listen to all these wise things that are coming to you. And try and obey and do the things that you are being told. Are you listening to me? You can't stay in the house. You can't serve God and love God by staying in the house. You cannot. No matter what, you cannot. If you love God, love God. Let the love of God reign in your heart. Let the love of God inundate your heart. Fill your heart. Okay? That's what the Bible says. That the love of God is shed abroad. May the love of God, when the love is there, when love is present, you get, even when you get angry, you quickly forgive. That's it. Like, yes, and that's it. Because you get angry, but you forgive. Because there's love. I'll make us, you know, that kind of thing. Do you understand what I'm saying? Because there's love. But when there's no love, the person will stand on and say, no, it can't be. It can't be. Opportunity time. Because there's no love. He's looking for something to stand on. Hey! 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 He's looking for something to stand on. Hey! It's not that. No. Obano, messi Obano. Obano, Obano. Onye, Obano, enye. There's no love. It's only love that love covered what? Multitude of sins. I think it's a good scripture to buttress. The love covered what? A multitude of sins. So despite the sins, love will just Charlie. After 2 days, 1 day, in your brain, no Karina. So then you say that your heart is overnight. So Charlie, this nonsense, we will not follow this nonsense. With this idea, which I will not say, you just look at. So you cannot stay away from church if you love God. Yeah. Cannot. So I pray that you'll be a lover of God. Because yeah. The response, you love God, you respond. Respond. There are things to do. I was saying that, I said, look, we were praying on Zoom. You won't come to pray. We are praying on Zoom too, you won't pray. Hey, who are you? Ask your neighbor, who are you? You don't have hearts for God. Who are you? Who are you? You won't pray. You won't make an effort to wake up and pray. Why? No, I think it's very difficult for me to understand. Why? Why? Okay, you want to pray at your own convenience, eh? Was it convenient for him to come? It was not so convenient. Why? You cannot come. You cannot come online at 5 a.m. and pray in your house. You don't even need to brush your teeth. You don't need to, but if you brush, it will help. Because it will make you wake up. No, it will get you awake. This one, you don't blow fuse anywhere, but if you do that, it will wake you. Because me, when I wake up, there are things I do to make me, you know, stay awake. Because sometimes the sleep is trying to take over. You must also take over. So you do certain things. So what I'm saying is that there are things you got to do out of love. You move because you love. All right? So may you be a God lover.
Amen.
So I'm saying that you must deliberately respond. Sometimes when we come to church, we sing, come. Zion, guys, come on stage. Quickly, come. Everybody in position. This song, this is how I praise you. Come and stand here. Stand up. I'll show you something. Okay, no. Before we do it, get ready. You just get ready. So, you love God. I'll show you something that you the response. Okay. Where is it? Proper response to God's love. You come to church. This is church. Look at your neighbor and say, "This is church." And by the way, we are here because of God, oh. We are here because Jesus saved us, oh. We are here because Jesus saved us. I'm showing you. And you come to church. Everybody has a different reason why. He may feel sad or maybe. There's something, disappointment that comes to everybody. But when you come, you put aside your disappointments. And when you come, and we are singing and dancing, even if you don't know how to do it, you have to do something. You say, but you see, we come to church and you sit down as a sister. The way I turn on the point, sit up. Yeah. You see, look. You see, so you join in as something. So that's what I'm showing you, the response. should be something energetic, something that can be seen. So it must be forceful. Force it out of you. Force to do something that you don't normally do in church. Force. You can't just be there. I'm showing you how. It's not like we are making you become a robot, but you must be a robot for God. If that's what you must do. For the love you have for him, you will do it. I tell you, that's what it says. For the love you have for the person, you realize that you will do it. You will stand, you will dance. What are they doing? You do some. What song is this? You do it. What are the words? You will try to sing a line, be in it. Then you go and look for it afterwards. The first time I heard this, I went to look for the song. So I'm coming to that. I went to look. Oh, this song. Hey, I don't know what they were doing. They were dancing. Oh, what is in the song? Because of the love you have for him in the house of God, you will respond. Are you there? Stand up and then let's see whether you love God. Is it praise? You are praising. Huh? Are you there? No, I'm just saying something that, you see, it's not like you are even like, oh, you really want to dance. No, you don't want to dance. By the way, why don't you want to dance? Now, you have to tell yourself, even if I don't feel like dancing, what did David say that? David said what? My soul is what? Like, there was something about the soul, David said. When I get it out, I'll show you. But you join in. You jump. It's not like you are young. I can do it. Are you there? Eric, can you help us? So like, we want to respond. So like, praise and worship is leading us in church. We must respond. Are you there? Yeah. See, now respond. That's it all. The response is that. This is what he's saying. That's the response. If you do this, right? Yeah, that's the response. Exciting.
This is how I praise you. I throw my hands up.
Volume for him. It's microphone.
I'm gonna stand up and give you everything, Lord, that I am. Jesus, how I praise you. This is how I praise you. I'm going all in. Yeah, I'm on fire. I'm gonna dive in and give you
everything. I can hear you.
I'm in love with you.
I'm in love with you.
Yeah,
I'm in love with you.
For all you brought me through.
For all you brought me through.
Praise belongs to you.
My praise belongs to you.
Let's go, let's go.
Ooh, 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 ooh.
Are you ready? Let's go. Say this is how.
This is how I pray.
Say this is how.
This is how I pray.
Look at some people. Look at
this
the
is how. This is how I pray.
Say this is how.
This is how I praise you.
Say this is how I praise you. Cause you're amazing and you are greater. You're everlasting and you are everything, everything, everything. Jesus, you are.
I'm in love with you.
I'm in love with you.
I'm in love.
I'm in love with you.
For all you brought me through.
For all you brought me.
My praise belongs
to
somebody
you.
Somebody respond. Are you ready? Let's work. Are you ready? Let's go. This is how.
This is how I praise you.
Say this is how.
This is how I praise you.
Say this is how.
This is how I praise you.
Say this is how.
This is our praise.
Come on, give the Lord a shout.
Yeah, glory to the King. Glory to the King. to the one who reigns on high. Everybody sing. Everybody sing. Let the praises ring to the one who. Say glory to the King, say
glory to the King,
yeah.
Glory to the King,
to the one who reigns. Everybody sing it,
everybody sing,
let the praises ring to the one who reigns. Give the Lord a shout.
Clap your hands for
say,
Jesus.
This is how.
This is how I praise
you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. It's okay. Clap your hands for the Lord. You know, I'm showing you
that. Listen. So, listen. So, for instance, have you realized you are panting? That is a proper response. That's a proper response. Because you will pant. You'll be tired. That's a little response you can give in church to God. Listen, I'm just saying that's called response. Tell somebody this is a response. That's when you come and you are just there. Marking register, checking out people who are dancing and who are shouting and making noise. You're not responding. He comes and say, clap, clap. You're not clapping. Oh, sit down. Hallelujah. Clap your hands for the Lord. I'm not in a hurry to finish the book. I'm in a hurry to preach the message so that we can do what is in the word. Yes, this is just one of the introductory points I wanted to give. So, responses, I'm telling you, it changes everything. This is how the Lord will love us, even more, because He loved us already. He loves us already. Are you there? So, last week I shared with you that if you love the Lord, you will obey Him. You remember that?
Yes.
I shared with you the first one. Whoso keepeth his word, in him verily is the love of God perfected. Hereby know we that we are in him. Are you there? We know that we are in him. So whoever loves God, we know that. Whoever keeps his word, we know that he loves God greatly. The love of God perfected means the fullness. There's so much love in the person for God. So if you love the Lord, you will keep the word of God in your heart and then you will obey it. Watch your heart, as I shared with you. So your heart is very important. It should be the place where you receive God's word. You must receive God's word into your heart. When you come to church, open your heart. God's word will bear fruit in your life. So receive the word of God into your heart and God will bless you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So when the word is in your heart, then you will do it. All right? So let's believe that we'll receive the word of God into our heart so that we can do the word of God. Amen.
Amen.
If you love the Lord, number two, I shared with you, if you love the Lord, you will keep his commandments, which are not difficult. For this is the love of God. Huh? What did I share with you last week? 1 John chapter 5, verse 3. That we keep his commandments, for his commandments are not grievous. The Bible says, his commandments are not grievous. It's not difficult. God believes that his commandments are not grievous. Commandments. They are like the laws of Ghana say, don't steal. Is it difficult to not steal? Don't steal. Don't steal. But if you steal, you go to jail. I was saying this, I don't know what I said this last week, that there's what we call public law. And we also have what we call criminal law. The criminal laws are there to help the public law to work well. Is it not true? That's why there's criminal laws. So public law is generally not like punitive. It's like what you should do, your rights, your this. Your, that's public law. Then we have, there's a whole section of the laws called criminal laws. But the criminal law is punishment meted out to those who disobey the public laws. Yes. That's how. So, and all these things came from the word of God. Are you there? They are not grievous. Disobedience is more expensive than obedience. Anytime you disobey the Lord, you postponed your season of harvest. Anytime we disobey the Lord, you delay in the blessings that are supposed to come to you. You cause much delay is caused by disobedience. That's it. This is a very important message. Anytime you disobey the Lord, you have actually caused a great delay in the harvest or the blessing you are supposed to receive. That's why it is very painful and difficult for people who disobey. All right? Number three, if you love the Lord, you will keep his commandments which you have received. You must receive commandments. Many people don't like commandments, but receive commandments. Commandments are good. And I was saying with the commandment, God's commandment makes you, if you receive his commandments, you are a part of him. God's commandments make you a part of God's kingdom. If you receive God's commandments, you have added yourself to his kingdom. Because every kingdom has a king and the domain he oversees. And a king has laws, has rules. So to be part of that kingdom, you must obey the rules and regulations of that kingdom. So when you receive God's commandments, you add yourself to his kingdom. When you disobey his commandments, you have added yourself to another kingdom. If you decide to disobey the things of Ghana, you are not a Ghanaian. If there are things you will do that can make you easily not become a Ghanaian, you may be a Ghanaian, cannot do this, and you do all the things that, then you have to find another country. If you are born in Ghana, and you have subscribed to being in Ghana, and not renounced your whatever, your citizenship, then what you have said is that, there's a pledge, right? In fact, if you tell me to say the pledge, I'm sure that I'll, because it's been a long time. I promise on my honor to be faithful and loyal to Ghana, my motherland. I pledge myself to the service of Ghana with all my strength and with all my heart. I promise to uphold in high esteem our heritage that has been won. So I'm saying that these things are said. They are like laws. You are pledging yourself to the laws, the regulations. This is what makes you a Ghanaian. Yes. That's it. You do it without thinking about it, but that's what makes you a Ghanaian. You are trying to say that you'll be patriotic. You will follow the things of Ghana. You will support Ghana. That makes you a Ghanaian. Once you're a Ghanaian, the laws apply. Ghana law says this. The Ghanaian law says it. The laws of Ghana says this. That's it. If you want to be part of God and his kingdom, and you say you love God, you must receive his commandments and keep them. Anybody who refuses God's commandments, you don't love God, and you are not part of his kingdom. That's all. You don't like commandments. There are people who don't like commandments. When you don't like commandments and you don't love God's commandments or receiving God's instructions and his commandments. You don't like God, I would say. And you also don't belong to him and cannot belong to him and cannot belong to his kingdom, because commandments that he gives makes you a part of him. He is created. Okay, so the commandments have created the boundaries of those who are in and those who are out. Ask your neighbor, are you in or out? Commandments create boundaries for you. So they are like boundaries. Like this, like this, like this, like this, like this, like this. So if you are in, commandments brings you in, and not receiving the commandments and then not obeying them takes you out. So people who go to prison is because they didn't keep the commandments. So it's almost like you have been taken out of the kingdom, but we have to just keep you in a prison. You are in the kingdom, but you are not in the kingdom in a way. That's why the kingdom has created such a place for them. Amen. Amen. Yes. So keep the commandments and be free. So okay, you are being restricted in the kingdom. You can't go anywhere. Okay, just be here because you are a dangerous person. And the Bible says that he that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me. That's what the Bible says. Then he talks about the fact that the one who loves him shall be loved of my Father, and I shall love him. We shall come, we'll make our abode in him. That's what the Bible says. So that's like, wow, this is the place. This is our kingdom in heaven here on earth. We can stay here. May you be a kingdom lover. Amen. by receiving commandments. Wow, if you are here, you don't like commandments. Look, we must be lovers of commandments. You want instructions. That's what the Bible says, that he shall die without instructions. You must love instructions. At least, if you are not giving instructions, you should be afraid. Like, there are no instructions for your life. You've not received any instructions for your life. Nobody can say, sit down, don't go, don't go. The Bible says, don't go, don't move, don't do this. You don't have it in your life. It's very dangerous for you. You are so free. You are so free. You do everything. It's very dangerous for you. Very dangerous. Commandments make you a part of God. It shows that you love him. Hallelujah. I shared with you last week. I spoke about this, so I believe that it's on the podcast. And if you love the Lord, you will keep his commands from the scriptures. The same scripture, John chapter 40, verse 21. He that has commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me. All right? And the Bible says that he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father. I will love him. I'll manifest myself to him. Judas said unto him, not Iscariot, how is it that thou wilt manifest thyself unto us and not unto the world? Jesus answered and said, if a man love me, this is very important, verse 23, if a man love me, he will keep my words, and my Father will love him, and will come to him and make our abode with him. All right? So, simple. Do you know what? A man will usually marry a woman because the woman will listen to him. We'll listen to him. That's why. So when the woman changes, that's when problems come in. Because you don't want to bring a rebel to your house. I mean, who would want to do that? Who would want to do that? Hey! You are going to be a rebel in this house. No, nobody wants that. Nobody wants that. So a man loves a woman who obeys what he likes. I like this. Can you make this for me? Oh, Banku and Okro. That's what he loves. You say, the man loves Banku and Okro. You have brought salad. You know, it's important that you learn these things. What is the problem with Cain? Cain brought what God doesn't like. Don't come with your own idea. Your ideas are not helping. He says he likes this. So a man loves the woman who listens and who obeys. That's what the Bible says. If a man love me, he will obey my commandments, and my Father shall love him, and we shall come to him, and we'll make our abode in him. I'll come with my Father, we'll come and stay in him, we'll live with him. Are you understand what I'm saying? So understand the scripture about the love of God. If you love the Lord, you will obey God's commandment. God says, forsake not the assembling of thyself together. You will pay your tithes. You will remember the house of God. You remember God's house. You remember God's servants. You pray for the house of God. You pray for God's servants. That's what God cares about. Do you know God cares about you? But he cares for you that you will be in the house. That's why the prodigal son, the father was expecting him back because he left the house. He's gone out of the house. The place you are going to have safety and security is in the house. So even the father loves you so much that he knows that you do well in the house. Oh, you do well in the house of God. You do well in the house, not outside the house of God. Out there, you do well. There are a lot of successes there for you, but you know what it is. There are people who are successful. Some of your friends are successful because maybe they are doing drugs. Yes. They are doing kalebule. They are doing into occultic things maybe. Yes. That's what I'm saying. You will go out there, you have a type of success, but there's something else, all right? But God knows that in the house here, you do very well. You have good success. Not success, good success. Yes, good success. Say good success. Good success. Yes, so God wants you in the house. But God cares about his house. It's so important. God cares about his house. Don't just be there. God loves his house. So, may you be a lover of God. May you keep his commandments from scripture. Love the word of God. Love scripture. Search. You know, when you read the Bible, I would ask you a question. Like, whatever there is to do, there are scriptural things backing them. You must find them and walk in them. Don't find your own roots independent of scriptures. Don't. It's very dangerous. The Bible says there's a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end of that road, the end thereof are the ways of death. It's a very serious scripture. You can look for a road that looks good, but I promise you the end of that road is death. Death. Ways of death. Look for steps. Look for the ancient paths. Look for the paths that has been carved and walk in them. This is where David stepped. So I'm stepping here. David took this step, so I'm also going to take this step. David did this. David inquired of the Lord. I'm also going to inquire of the Lord. David sought the Lord. I'm also going to see the Lord. David loved the Lord. I'm also going to love the Lord. That's it. That's the step we take. There's nothing new under the sun. Don't search. Don't go too far. The answers are right before you. The paths are there for you. Are you understanding me?
Yes.
Many people are searching and looking at the wrong place. Let's search in the house of God and in the scriptures. Scriptures. Amen.
Amen.
If you love God and you look for the scriptures, they are the pillars for you. They are the pillars for everything you are doing. Look out for these pillars. So, like the books that we have. What are some of the new books? Wisdom is the principal thing. All right. You get to see that wisdom for things. Wisdom for things. Wisdom for things you are given. Wisdom for things you are given. What are the steps? You want to love God. So this is a book with scriptures about people who love God and concerning which areas. Then you look for them. Because these are scriptures. Then you study them and you apply them. Recently, the Bible is big, but it has areas. Recently, I did a study. So when I finished, I said, oh, it's nice. So I decided to now put them into categories. So the book of the Bible, I put them into this category, into this category, into, oh, very nice. So when you look at it, it's like the categories were so clear for you when it comes to sin. I looked for, one of them was about the fool. What makes you a fool? It's very interesting to look for. Yes, I looked at scriptures on fools. So I don't want to be a fool. So I found out things about fools. I wrote all of them down. Hey! One of them said, a fool is something. Hey, ube sumpo. You are a source of concern for your parents. Oh! They say, yanwo krampanke ye. May you not be a fool who is a source of concern to the parent. You are a problem to your parent. It's wild though. Can you read some of them for me? The fool. Go to the fool. A fool. There's a saying that said, a fool and his money are soon parted. So the one whose money soon parts from him or from her is a fool. Hey. May your money not depart from you like that. Yeah. It's an English proverb. A fool and his money are soon parted. Justice, please, some scriptures. So I'm showing you. You will find scriptures. You will look for it. That is it. Not your feelings. I feel. This I feel. It's too much. Look for the fool. Where's my phone? Let me look for them for you. A fool and his money. But this one is not in Proverbs, so. All of you could have searched for me. All of you who have received this. Fools, I'm here. I think when I even opened it, I've seen the fools. fools. Proverbs chapter 23 verse. Don't waste your breath on fools. They will despise the wisest advice. Don't waste your time on them. This is New Living Translation Bible. Scriptures. I'm receiving it. So that means that the one who doesn't receive advice is a fool. And the Bible is saying that people shouldn't waste their time on you. Why? Because you are looking for money, not advice. You understand it? See, people who don't, you say they will despise the wisest advice. So people who don't receive, who are looking for money and not wisdom, and they despise advice. The Bible says, Jimifo. Listen to this. And honor is no more associated with fools than snow with summer or rain with harvest. Yay. A proverb in the mouth of a fool is as useless as a paralyzed leg. Yeah. Proverbs chapter 26, verse 7. Scripture. A proverb in the mouth of a fool is as useless as a paralyzed leg. 26:7. Don't give us New Living Translation Bible. It teases us out well. A proverb in the mouth of a fool is as useless as a paralyzed leg. Honoring a fool is as foolish as tying a stone to a slingshot. Wow. There's another one. We are talking about scriptures. Do you love scriptures? You see, so look at the person who is not interested in what I'm doing and say, that person doesn't like scriptures. So the person doesn't like scriptures. You don't like advice, so you don't like what I'm doing. You wish that we were sharing 10,000 cities. So that you will go and hurt yourself. Because people, when they get money, then they go and hurt themselves. 24 verse 7 is serious. Tell somebody, wait there, serious. Serious. Wisdom is too lofty for fools. Among leaders at the city gates, they have nothing to say. Wisdom is to me that wisdom is too high for the fool. People who don't look for wisdom, they are fools. So the fool, wisdom is coming and you are saying it's too high for you. It's too difficult for you to read a book. If you love the Lord, I'm preaching, if you love the Lord, you say, Bishop, what can I have one? It's too lofty for you to get. Lofty means high. It's too high. It's too high for me. Go to Isaiah 29, verse 11. I'll show you something. There. People who can't have wisdom are people say, I can't read it. It's too high for me. 29, verse 11. All the future events in this vision are like sealed book to them. When you give it to those who can read, they say, we can't read. It's because we can't read it. The vision about your life, you say, you can't read it. You cannot read it. You cannot read it. That's why Nigerian films are more important to you than reading it. You can't read it, eh? You can't read it, but you can watch part one, part two, part three. You can't read it. Meanwhile, you can read, though. You can't read it. That's why they say wisdom is too lofty, it's too high for a fool. It was so mau. No, they be. I didn't want to more. Now, baza, book long for nibio. Also a Jimmy O. A Jim Najimo. Oh, serious. A Jim Chad a fool. Why are you saying this? How about that? The BI, your bass, your bachaprana, or any kind of book, or lunch book, one kind of book, or lunch books, that was a book, Nebiza. Books, your barrier. Wisdom is too, can't tell somebody, wisdom is too high for a fool. Too lofty for a fool. That's what the Bible says. So when you are sitting down, ask even to ask yourself, which book are you reading? Which book are you on? Apa book in American? Currently, apa book? If you are not reading a book, if you can read and you are not reading a book. So that can say.
Ask your neighbor. Hey. I can't say it. Seriously, which book are you reading? Which golden scripture? Wisdom is too high. You are looking for money. Because the Bible says that you must cherish wisdom more than money, because wisdom will promote you. It didn't say money will promote you. Yeah. For she will promote you. She will say, honor her and she shall promote thee. Give it to us. Proverbs 8. You see, even the scriptures, all these scriptures, I have not thought of them today. But they are coming to me. Because they are very important pillars for my life. Honor her and she shall promote thee. Proverbs chapter 8. 4. Yeah. Also, exalt her, she shall promote thee. She shall bring thee honor when thou embrace her. Continue down. Go. Give us a little more. Hello? She shall give to thine head. Don't look for ornamental. What will give you ornament is wisdom. So wisdom will bring to your head what? Ornament of grace and a crown of glory. How many of you would love to wear a crown of glory? Don't look for a crown of glory. Look for wisdom. Because the crown of glory will come to you when you receive God's instruction, God's wisdom. The people who are saying, it is too high for me. You will never receive honor. Crown of glory will not sit on your head. Giddy, giddy, giddy. Where are you taking this to? There is no wisdom in what you are doing. Can't you see? Can you not see there's no wisdom in what you are doing? Honor will put a crown on your head. Wisdom will put a crown on your head. Wisdom, I'm telling you. Wisdom. Do look for God's wisdom through his word. God's commandment. God's commandment is wisdom. God's commandment is wisdom. If you embrace wisdom, you are wise. If you embrace God's commandment, you are wise. Wisdom is receiving God's. Look, let's go for instructions. Instructions are commandment. Go for instructions. Let's go to instructions. Instructions, because I also did works on instructions. I'm preaching. Look for instructions for me. Let's see some things on instructions. Commandments. Other people say commandments, but it is instructions. Or discipline. I put this instruction. Do you have instructions? What do you say? What do you have? Yours is open. Yours goes up. I have books here. Because this one's, if you can read some. Please leave microphone. Hey, you don't like what I'm saying, eh? How many of you want to hear more?
Instructions.
Yeah. Instructions. Worship. Insert. I want to. Pastor Jesse says, Esham Dodo. Jesse says, Esham Dodo. Please read instructions.
Plans succeed through good counsel. Don't give war without wise advice.
Okay. Continue.
Get all advice and instruction you can, so you will be wise. You will be wise the rest of your life. If you stop listening to instruction, my child, you will turn your back on knowledge.
Thank you.
Listen to the words of wise. Apply your heart to instructions.
Where are you?
Proverbs 25, verse
28. Listen to this. 4 verse 2. I am giving you good guidance. Don't turn away from my instructions. Don't. Obey my commands and live. Guard my instructions as you guard your own eyes. Instructions, commandment. That's what you should do with commandment. The instruction of the wise is like life-giving fountain. Those who accept it avoid the snares of death. Listen to the words of the wise. Apply your heart to instruction. Apply. Force yourself to instruction. Apply means force. Force yourself to follow instructions. You are likely not to. I'm talking about loving God's scriptures. That's what I'm talking about. Loving the scripture. Looking for God's commandment and loving it. Aligning. Incline thine ear. Align your ear to hear, receiving God's commandments. Are you a lady? Stand up. Into my ball, anyhow. Yes, you can't live your life anyhow. You cannot. A lot of ladies cannot be led. Lots of young girls cannot, will not allow, they are, the word is, the word is, a strong word like belligerent. Belligerent. You are very rebellious. You can't control. Sit down. They can't sit down. They are everywhere. How can a girl in JHS? You are moving with six boys. Well, you don't, that's what they, on a hot afternoon, wearing your uniform, you have left school and you are going to swim at the beach with about six boys, one girl. Hey, a pure one, son, Papa. Adi, what kind of problem are you looking for yourself? In the night. What problem is this? One girl. No, such girls, the demons in them are a lot. The demon does not like one boy. Six boys at a time. Katara mazuka tatata. I'm not joking, no. That kind of girl, you don't want to meet that girl. She's never satisfied. One guy cannot satisfy him. He's looking for more guys. The guys themselves, the Bible says that they are simpletons. So why are you going with this guy? She's a creature. She's a creature looking for, you know, lives to suck. She cannot. One life is not good. Six guys cannot even satisfy her. You are also in your simple-mindedness, just following on. As six of you are with one girl, are you not even afraid? With a big six. It's scary. It's amazing. No, there are things there. You don't need to look foul. These are people who cannot force themselves into God's commandments. Oh, how your life, if somebody, is there a cane here? Can you get me a stick, a cane? Hurry up. Get me a cane. Let's break a little twig of the tree. Bring. Hey, Charlie. No problem. This is the only day we'll do this. Discipline. Some people, when you're a child, if you can get somebody who will give you. Come on, now, Nosyabe. Police, but come on, sit down and learn. Come and sit down. Come and sit down and learn. But you won't do what? Come and sit down. You will learn. Come and sit down. Come and sit down and learn. Sit down. Yes. Discipline. That's what people don't have. People have not received this. They have become fools. Open the book. Pah! Me. I remember in my life, there was a day. Sit down. You won't learn. Read it. It's in the book. You will learn. You sit down. Tell the parents you must be around sometimes. Don't be an absentee father. Yes. Yeah. At times, sometimes you have to make them see you. If you won't see, I'll make you see. Because there's a fine line. The child is going off. He's not disciplined. They didn't discipline. One tian. In your life, you cannot find tian in your life. Share. So you sit. Where you go? You sit down and learn. Sit and learn. If you not do it on your own accord, you will be forced to do it. If some of you had somebody to just force you to learn, your life would be 100 times better than today. 100 times. 100 times, oh. All you needed was somebody to give you a few strokes at your back and to be on you. Few strokes. A little child, you go and walk out and come back in the night. How? That's a problem. You will learn. Hey. But please read it. I know all those ones. Please keep microphone.
Proverbs 19:18.
What's it? Abana, is it for name? What's it? It will hurt the child, but it will help. You read it. Is it not that
discipline,
one?
No.
Okay, read.
Discipline your child while there is hope. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, you will ruin their lives.
You do what?
You ruin their lives.
It's part of what I said. There's one that talks about disciplining the child. It's also from here. This is 6. This is what?
This is 19.
19. There's another one that says that it will hurt them, but it will still do them good. It's somewhere in there. Yeah. I don't want to ruin your life, eh? Girl? Bah! Yes. One. So you have to hit the right place. Yes. Hey, read it. Please read. What you have found, I'm sure it will work.
Don't fail to correct your children. Mm-hmm. Discipline won't hurt them. They won't die.
They won't die! They won't die. I found it. It's there. They won't die. Listen, they won't die. They won't die. Please continue. They won't die.
They won't die. If you use a stick on them, mm-hmm. punishment will keep them out of hell.
Come on. Give the Lord a shout and you shake your right leg like that. Shake, 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 shake. Nobody, no, you don't have anybody to enforce this. You don't have anybody. Ghana has laws, but we don't have people to enforce them. So our lives are like hellish. Because nobody enforces the law. Red lights, the person is jumping and somebody is coming. Then the car, there will be an accident. Nobody enforces it. Nobody enforces the law. We have laws that are not enforced. That's the one I'm looking for. This one is ruined their lives. This other one says that. Read this just again. Two scriptures. Look, read it again.
Don't fail to correct your children.
You won't hurt them.
Discipline won't hurt them. They won't die. If you stick on them, punishment will keep them out of hell.
Punishment will keep them out of hell. Look at this one. Don't fail to discipline your children. The rod of punishment won't kill them. It won't kill them. Sit down. You go anywhere. They are going where? You won't go anywhere. Sit down. There are times you must intention. Scriptures. I'm saying that. Let us love. There are lots more. Be 15. Somebody say 15. 15. That's 50. 23, 15. King James. 22, 15. What does it say? Huh.
It says, foolishness is bound in the heart of a child, but the rod of correction shall drive it far from
you. Say rod. Somebody give the Lord a wave. Give the Lord a wave. I tell you, only discipline. Do you know what it means to acquire certain knowledge? The discipline of sitting down. You know, I remember certain things I did, but nobody taught me. I don't know why I did them to myself. But I always used to tell myself when I'm learning in the secondary school, I'll go to the library, I'll tell myself. Because when you sit down, today I ask people, they say they can't learn for more than 1 hour, they are distracted and all that. It is just indiscipline. I used to tell myself, I said, I will sit down first 3 hours. I shouldn't get up. Just discipline yourself and sit behind the book. Yes. That's it. Sit and focus. Sit and don't get distracted. It helps. Sit. I used to do that to myself because, you see, there are some people who are very sharp. You know, when you are a very intelligent person and you don't have discipline, it still will destroy you. So many people who do well are not so intelligent, but they have discipline. Not the most intelligent excel, the most disciplined excel. I've seen a lot of intelligent people, but I know it is because they couldn't master disciplining themselves, or somebody didn't teach them the art of disciplining themselves. So the person who's able to discipline himself looks very strong and very wise and very intelligent. And the person who is very intelligent, because of lack of discipline, they rather look like fools. That's the truth. Go for God's commandments. Amen. God's discipline. Amen. God's corrections. God's instructions. Go for them. And then you learn. Many of you, and I was talking about girls. Many of you girls. Look, so you will end up. You end up sleeping around with so many people. That's the truth. Because of no discipline. It's not normal. It's not. I'm telling you, it is not normal. It is just a lack of discipline that is taking you on this wild journey. It's not normal. Stay in the house. You can't go here. You will not do this. Stay here. We are going to church. Hey! If you have a father who is not even going to church, but you go to church. You would like to have such a father. He's not going. I used to say, why is he not going? But I used to say it in my head. That's a strong father. He has ironed your things for you. Or you will iron it yourself. Go to church. Do it. Discipline. So I'm just saying that commandments are good. God's commandments are good for us. Yes. So may you be a lover of God's commandment. Yes. If you love the Lord, you will obey. You will even look for. Let me show you something you must be afraid of. Sometimes I become restless when I've not received an instruction from God. I become restless. When I'm like, I'm just there, like there's nothing to follow. Instruction to follow for the next step. I know there's something wrong. You must receive an instruction. And then normally the instructions are like an uphill task from God. Do this. Realize that. Suddenly you realize that we are fasting 7 days. Suddenly you realize that you are fasting 3 days. You have to forsake food. Suddenly you realize that you are having to study. You are praying morning and night. There's something. It's a divine direction and the divine command. Do you understand it? So when you find a Bible saying, do this, you'll be blessed to hear God say, read a book every month. Read a book and write down the instructions you got from them and obey them. You'll be blessed that at the end of the year, you can point to the things you read, the things that... Sorry, do you preach or do? A teacher who's a pointer. You'll be blessed to have that. Huh? To have a set of instructions you can see. You read in the Bible, you saw them, and you obeyed them. That shows that you are being promoted. That's the truth. Commandments. You'll be blessed, but you don't have it. Where are your instructions? Yes. Instructions to prayer. Where are your instructions to prayer? Instructions to serving God. Where are your instructions to serving God? Instructions to tithing. Where are your instructions to tithing? You've taught on tithing. What are your instructions that you have received concerning tithing? Concerning money. Instructions concerning money. You don't have any set of instructions concerning money. Money also moves in a certain space. The one who understands money understands that there are laws governing it. Where are your laws governing money? You have no laws. You live a carefree life. You don't have any. You just live anyhow. Spend anyhow. Give to the wrong things. So money does not understand you. Money is confused. When the money sees you, say, I'm confused. This guy, he doesn't understand me. Are you understanding it? Yeah. May you be a lover of God's commandments. Amen. Huh? You keep his commands from scripture. That is the place of manifestations. When you read the Bible, say, the word of the Lord came unto me. The word of the Lord came. Son of man, prophesy. Son of man, speak to the bones. Son of man, do this. So I did as I was commanded. I prophesied as I was commanded. Be a lover of God's word. Serve the Lord. You shall serve the Lord. What are the instructions that you are supposed to serve? Where's your service? Don't just come and go. Serve. Be a servant. Be part of the servants who are in the church working for him. Be part. It's an instruction. It is one of God's instructions. Be part of it and God will bless you. Hallelujah. How many of you are going to love commandments from the scripture? I love commandments. I like that. That's one of the ways that God speaks to me. A lot of times, God is speaking to me through commandments. May you love God's commandments. Amen. You love God's commandments. I don't know what you need in your life, but I believe that instructions and commandments will take you there. Amen. He that hath my commandments and keepeth them. Give us the John chapter 14, verse 23. It's very beautiful. 23. If a man love me, he will obey my commandments. Simple. Simple. 23. Huh? Is it 23? If a man love me, look at that. He will keep my commandments. He will keep my commandments. So first of all, you will receive them, look for the commandments, and you will keep them. That's all. Simple and short. Keep them. Take this. Keep. Stop bringing your ideas, please. Stop bringing your ideas. Keep God's commandments. I love his commandment. How many of you are going to be lovers of his commandments? Blessings are coming to you.
Amen.
Prosperity is coming to you.
Amen.
Help is coming to you.
Amen.
Protection is coming to you.
Amen.
Favor is coming to you.
Amen.
Increase is coming to you.
Amen.
Don't think about where you are now. Think about where the commandment is taking you to. The discipline is making you great. Oh, I've seen things that I don't think I really rebelled against them, but they have helped me. The discipline of doing things. Like, there are certain things that I didn't like, but I was forced to do them. I've grown to realize that they have helped me. So there are things that you must force yourself to do, because at the end of the day, it will help you. Yes. Do that which is hard and difficult. Don't follow that which is nice and easy. Don't. It will help you. Difficult things. Your mother is teaching you how to keep the house. It will help you. So you are dodging. You are playing smart. Playing smart. You are dodging. It will take something away from you. If a man love me, he will keep my commandments. That's simple. Simple. No arguments. Hallelujah. Clap your hands for the Lord. Stand to your feet. Hallelujah. Commandments. Hallelujah. How many of you are going to look for commandments? In the Bible. In the books. Huh? Seeing and hearing. In the books. The anointed and his anointing. The books. He that hath, to him shall be given. Jesus said this. What kind of mysterious message is this? You would want to receive an instruction from that book. It's the truth. What are the guiding posts of your life? What are the steps you are taking? He that hath my commandments and keepeth them. If a man love me, he will keep my commandments. He that hath, may you look for his commandments and may you keep them. You are becoming a lover of God by keeping his commandments. Hallelujah. I said, you are becoming a lover of God by keeping his commandments. In the name of Jesus. He says that you will keep his commandments, which are not difficult. That is why I say that you will keep his commandment from the scripture. You keep his commandment from the scripture. From the scripture. Father, lift your hands and pray that you keep his commandments from the scripture. You keep his commandments from the scripture. You keep his commandment from the scripture. In the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. Yes, Lord. We bless you. We thank you. We appreciate you. May we be lovers of your scripture. May we keep the commands in scripture. And may we keep those commandments in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. We believe that you have been truly blessed. Send a mail to Bishop Samuel at bishopsamuelbeidou@gmail.com. Introduce this podcast to a friend. Keep listening and live passionately for Jesus.